Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. The Headwaters Fund Board met in another special meeting this morning to once again discuss the prospect of providing a $1 million revenue guarantee to American Eagle Airlines. American Eagle is looking to open nonstop flights from Arcata to Los Angeles, and one of the key components of the deal is to get a revenue guarantee. That, according to American Eagle representatives, covers the cost of starting up the new route and drumming up enough business to be profitable. It appeared that the revenue guarantee was going to be denied because the board was unwilling to grant $1 million in public money with no guarantee of economic benefit to the county. Then, a board member offered a motion that instead of a direct revenue guarantee, the board loan the county the $1 million at low or no interest and work out a plan for repayment. That motion passed unanimously, and though the details of any formal agreement between the airline and the county have to be worked out, a substantial first step in crafting that contract has been taken. The Board of Supervisors will take up the Headwaters Fund Board decision at tomorrow's meeting. The county has received a template of a contract from American Airlines, but the details must still be worked out, and that means negotiations between the county, the airline, and they will now also include a representative from the Headwaters Fund Board, along with consultants and attorneys for the county. American Eagle proposes two nonstop direct flights from Arcata to Los Angeles using a 44-seat jet, and the guarantee of $1 million over 2 years would be used to fill any gaps American suffers once they begin service. How much will be determined on a month-to-month basis and hinges on several factors, including ticket and fuel prices. The county has also offered fee waivers for 1 year that could total more than $200,000 to sweeten the deal. Public Works Director Tom Mattson put it succinctly.
Ongoing negotiations, which is a really good sign because they're getting ready to set their summer schedule, and if we weren't on the game page, they wouldn't be talking to us.
Now, all that remains is the approval of the Board of Supervisors and the crafting of a contract that both sides are happy with. That work will continue over the next week or so. Fortuna police ran a DUI patrol on Saturday looking to keep impaired drivers off the streets, and of the 19 vehicles stopped, three citations were issued, one driver was arrested, and one vehicle was towed from the location. And yesterday afternoon in Fortuna, a woman called police about a burglary at her 1,000 block Loney Drive home. The victim said someone had entered her home and stolen several items, including a DVD player, a television, and a recliner. While speaking with the woman, an officer noticed that the burglar had left behind a beverage in the woman's house. When the officer left, he noticed packaging from the very same alcoholic beverage in a neighboring apartment dumpster. That led officers to contact a neighbor, 40-year-old John Patrick Yorkis, who agreed to allow officers into his apartment. At once, officers noticed the allegedly stolen recliner, and a longer search turned up 35 other stolen items. Yorkis has been taken into custody for burglary and possession of stolen property. You can add one more item to the list of things not to do while drinking. Make that burglary. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer C.C. Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The California Highway Patrol and the Del Norte County Sheriff's Office are searching for the driver of a vehicle that struck and killed a pedestrian and then fled the scene. The incident took place late on Friday night on Humboldt Road, just south of Roy Road near Crescent City, when the victim, 22-year-old Christopher Merriam, who was wearing all dark clothing, was crossing the roadway, and he was struck by a car and suffered fatal injuries. A passing motorist found Merriam on the roadway and called for help, and both the CHP and sheriff's deputies arrived on scene to investigate. Anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact the CHP or the Del Norte County Sheriff's Office. And the CHP also reports another fatal traffic collision, this time just north of Willits. 61-year-old Gloria Lockett of Willits was driving southbound on 101 this morning when she allowed her vehicle to drift across the double yellow line into the path of a flatbed truck, driven by 31-year-old Jason Walker, also of Willits. Lockett's car struck the front end of the tractor trailer and she suffered fatal injuries and was pronounced dead at the scene. Walker walked away unscathed, but his truck leaked more than 25 gallons of diesel fuel, and the wreck partially shut down the freeway for several hours. The CHP's investigating the cause of that collision. And on December 5th of last year, 22-year-old Walter Reyes of Brookings, Oregon, was driving southbound on Highway 101 near the Smith River when he struck and killed Roger Farron, who was crossing the roadway. The CHP reports that as the investigation continued, it became apparent that Reyes was sending and receiving text messages in the minutes leading up to the collision, but at the time he denied doing so. Now CHP officers have arrested Reyes, and he was charged with vehicular manslaughter with gross negligence, obstructing an officer in performance of his duties, and providing false information. Reyes was arrested and booked into county jail. And that's your North Coast News on this Monday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.